We bring to these microphones Menno Kalashir, longtime dear friend of us here at Prophecy Today, of me personally. I had the privilege and opportunity of working together with Menno and others to establish a church in Jerusalem back in 1991. This dear brother has taken that church and has expanded it. They do a great ministry in the city of Jerusalem. He's an outstanding evangelist and pastor. Menno, it's a joy to be able to talk with you, my friend. I hope that this Christmas season finds you in the blessings of the Lord.
It is. It's a joy. Although you don't see any sign in Jerusalem of it, in the Jewish part, but inside our heart, absolutely, we are rejoicing. By the way, not only on the 25th, but every day.
But every day. It's the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Well, let's talk about that just for a moment. Here you are, about 3 miles from the city of Bethlehem, the little town of Bethlehem, the shepherd's fields, where Jesus Christ would have been born 2,000 years ago. But yet in the Jewish city of Jerusalem, no evidence of Christmas. So does this make the Christian community have a tougher time in realizing it is Christmas? I think I remember in times past when you and I would talk, it might have been Easter or maybe it was Christmas, and you'd forget it was going to be that day because there was no indication, and you had to just look at your calendar to make sure what time of the year it was.
It's true. And imagine a person like me growing like that. And when all the people in the land do not consider it a holiday or anything to be remembered, and you and the other believers are celebrating it, they come and tell you, you see, it's a proof. You are not part of our people. You have different holidays. So try to understand that if you grow up as a believer in Jesus from Jewish background, and there are only a few hundred families who believe in Jesus in all the land, and you want to tell them, I am the original believer. Listen, the first century Jewish people, the faithful one, that's how they did things. So they tell you, here, when you celebrate this Christmas, it's a proof that you are not one of us. So what can I tell you, Jimmy? It was a bit pressure, especially as a young lad that still didn't know how to defend his faith.
How do you do it today, Menno? When you're going to celebrate with the church, what do you do? Do you have a special message focusing on Christmas? Do you have any kind of a celebration at the church itself?
Of course. If you think that we order a big tree or have something like this, so Jimmy, you know that it doesn't happen. We try to do it as biblical, God-glorifying meeting as possible. We invite the people because although both of us may understand that the date itself has nothing to do with accuracy or biblical event, you know, it happened one of the days in the year. So since all the Christian world is celebrating it on that day, okay, we also do that. But an evening that we ask the church to come and we praise God through songs, through testimonies, different nationalities in the church may sing in their own languages to praise the Lord. Later on, I will take a portion to teach about something, a prophecy, an event from the first coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And after that, we eat, and we eat, and we celebrate and feast on the best food mothers can cook. So all the evening is really a great fellowship to thank God for bringing Christ, God the Son, to earth in a human form to die for our sins and to give us life.
And I would imagine then after that you get back to business. You said a moment ago Christmas is basically celebrated every day as far as you're concerned because you're out there telling Jewish people about the first coming of the Messiah and the reality he is coming again. And so this first coming only set the stage for you to communicate to the Jewish people throughout not only Jerusalem but Israel. He is coming back again. You had better be prepared for what is going to happen.
Absolutely. Again, all the Jews, in one way or another, the religious one, or those who believe in the Bible at least, will tell you, yes, we are waiting for the Messiah. The big, really, prayer and hope from the Lord is that they will understand that the Messiah they are looking for is the same Jesus who already came before. So the idea is to show them that his coming in the first place was a fulfillment of Old Testament prophets. And the moment this coin really clicked or dropped, as you call it in English, then it's easier to understand, yes, we are waiting for the same one to return. So yes, every time we teach about the first coming of the Lord, the target is that they may know that he's going to return, and you better believe in him today. Because if you just wait for his return down to earth, first of all, it will be judgment. And we seek the salvation of Israel, not the judgment of Israel.
Yes, amen and amen. Well, I wanted you to hear Menno Kalischer, a pastor at a church in the city of Jerusalem. Not a whole bunch of signs as it relates to the first coming. Many signs indicative of the fact that the second coming could take place real soon. And that's their focus. That's their message.